Welcome to this encore presentation of Lifelines, originally aired April 28, 2014. Our topic is, well, me.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony.
And what that really means is that there was a period of time where I was writing music and performing music, and I have some of those tapes still left over, and the studio offered me a way to transfer from tape to digital. So I went ahead and did it, and I'm presenting them here for your enjoyment. Here's that tape cassette hiss.
We'll dedicate this one to Buster, and you'll find out why soon, Buster. So, I'll abbreviate the end of that since it was on the tape as well. If you're just tuning in, this is Lifelines and this is Seashell, a.k.a. The Live Board, inflicting you with early attempts to play music with other people wherever I happen to be. And so I guess our theme is just like, we already did persistence, right? So I think hanging in there, you know, and maybe the topic is about making attempts to do things without it actually panning out. You know, the radio thing, doing radio stuff. It's fun. I'm learning stuff. It may never turn into anything, but it's now. It's what I'm doing now. The music stuff. It may never turn into anything. You know, that never go anywhere. Although this last one, this was, I wrote the lyrics and I wrote the tune. He basically gave me a chord progression to work with, and then I went home and put something together. And then he had me do the Madonna overdub sound in his New York City studio / apartment. And eventually, I mean, I left New York, and he finally caught up with me in Vermont again, and he said, "Where have you been? We got a contract on that song." Well, they apparently never sold it because I never heard back from him. But at that point, Danny Tudelo, wherever you are, I wonder if you sold that song. He was very excited about that song. Anyway, I retrieved the song I thought that I deleted. So I was saying that another... No, his name was Garrett. Garrett, the tone deaf guy in Santa Fe. No, not Santa Fe. Portland, Oregon. It's hard to be me. I can't keep my places straight. He had me sing A Very Good Year, which is a cover of Frank Sinatra. So here, we'll try that. Yes. So that was A Very Good Year, played by Garrett. You heard him in there. Now, why anybody would record 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know. why that was necessary, but that was him. And, you know, when I recorded that, I was in the early stages of my, I was around 18, and now I'm in the vintage wine section of my life, I guess. Great. Great. So we did a trade on that, so I was supposed to sing that, and then he let me use his recording station to record one of mine. So there you go, that's the impoverished technology of tape recorders, but you kind of get the idea. Now there was another, I went to Santa Fe, another cover that I did with a guy who, we did a trade, he had sort of a studio, and we did a trade. I did some of my music in his studio, and he had me sing something he was working on. What was funny about him is he'd been going to the Berklee Music School, I guess, but he was tone deaf. I don't understand how you can get into music school tone deaf, unless you're Beethoven, maybe, or deaf altogether. So he was thinking maybe he should probably be a lawyer, and I think that was probably a good idea. I think I said as much, and that was the end of that. Very tactful. He had a twin who was a very good musician, so I think it was that problem of twinness that hampered him. Anyway, he had me sing the Frank Sinatra Very Good Year song. Let me see if I can get that going. Make it go. Oh, I think I just deleted it. I can't believe I did that. Okay, so moving right along. I quickly put these through and tried to tape them before I started, and I only had like 15 minutes to do it, so I can't believe I just deleted that. So we'll try something else. Here's
Generation Gap.
I was too young, you were too old, baby, born too early, 20 years too late. Explain Vietnam to me, mister, you were there. I will tell you by your kids where the hell the way they went. It must be chemistry that attracted you to me more than that I do not see. That it cannot be. You were too cool, I was too green, honey, poured over Wall Street, playing with your funny money, your fancy cigarettes, boozing on your big bets, taking life without a net. No, I don't wanna get there yet, no. All lovers in the attic, pussies in the bed springs, do I pay your social status, what you get, that's me, young thing. I don't need no sugar daddy trying to pay for everything. I got my pride, baby, you know I take care of me.
Okay, so that was one of the ones that Garrett recorded for me. And then there was another one which he played on. And maybe it's... This is the Lifelines weird version. It's all coming in the half hour before noon. You get the weird stuff. Here, we'll just play this one and see what happens. It's another song by Seashell. From way back in the day. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, your mom told me the news. After all these years, you are buying baby shoes. So, who would have thought it had never seemed your style? But now you get so mushy over little baby smiles. So, ooh, she stares at you. Ooh, knows how to use those baby blues. She takes a bath, splashing bubbles in the sink, cuckoos and gurgles as you dress her all in pink. Ooh, you know it's true. Ooh, she shouldn't wear those baby blues. The way she screams, she is gonna be a singer. Papa comes running, got him wrapped around her finger. Just wait, they say, till she's terrible too. And then you'll understand the funky baby blues. Oh, ooh, her teeth are new. Oh, ooh, red reasons you have baby blues. Na 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 na.
Okay. Yeah, that was an a cappella version of a song that I did at Garrett's studio. it was fun, you know. And you might wonder, you know, why would I go try to play music with somebody who was tone deaf? Well, he didn't exactly tell me he was tone deaf when we were talking. He had me audition for him, syncing up with a Basha song. And he's like, wow, you're right on the notes, which later turned out to be really funny since he didn't know what the notes were. What happened was I had never heard that Very Good Year song, the Frank Sinatra one. And so I said, well, hum it so I know how it goes. I mean, I read music, but not very fast, and it would just expedite it if you'd hum it for me. And he hummed, no tone. That's how I found out. That last one was congratulations. It was written for a high school boyfriend who I later met his wife and baby, and it was a shock to me that he had a baby, but he was a really good dad, and so I was very impressed with his fatherhood transformation. Now I've got a double shot of weird stuff, and one of these days I'll put this together so it's chronological, so it's you can see the progression, maybe, if there's any good feedback. If not, I'll just let it go back into the bin. And I forget which ones these are, but I'll tell you afterwards. How's that? That's a good deal. This is definitely Garrett.
Slow fade to fantasy and a love that cannot be. Sharp shots of broken dreams make me bleed.
So that definitely was the song of mine that Garrett arranged in exchange for doing his song, singing his arrangement of the Frank Sinatra song. And I had nothing to do with all that manic tambourine in the back. All I did was sing. But that was an interesting experiment. You need to do these experiments. Take a chance. There's a lot of risks involved. I mean, hey, the New York guy, right? It was just sort of an ad in the paper, somebody looking for somebody who was a lyricist. And I figured I'd go check it out. And at the time, I was living with three of my former college buddies near Stuyvesant Square in New York City. And we were so disconnected, the four of us. I hardly ever saw them. They never saw me. And I figured, God, I could go to this appointment and I'd be gone for 3 or 4 days and they'd never even know what happened to me. So I left a note saying, Cynthia was last seen going to this address to see this person for this reason. If I do not come back, please go there and start your search. Anyway, nothing bad happened. It was just a guy trying to make music. There's a lot of us out there who persist. I don't know what happened to him. I do have evidence that Danny Duran in Santa Fe is still playing music because he's on Spotify, and so I'll get my act together and try to play him a little later and see what he's up to. I tried to get him to respond on Facebook to an email to see if he'd call in and talk to us on the radio. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe I'll try that for another episode of Lifelines, which you are listening to. We're going to listen to one more song, and then we're going to be at the top of the hour, and then we'll do less strange stuff. Although, if you like this strange stuff, please call me at 310-510-7469, and feedback is always welcome. So let us continue with this odd music, see what else we got. So we could just push this button randomly. Oh, it's been playing. Dang. I have no idea what's on that tape. It's just me and the fish, the stuffed fish, who somewhere along the way lost his headphones. I think maybe because some of the regular headphones broke and somebody snagged them and plugged them in and used them. But the fish really needs headphones because he needs to know what's going on up there. He's just got his mouth open and a big panicky look on his eye. And his fin looks a little nibbled on the top. It is a beautiful day in downtown Avalon. It is summer-like, and I hear that next week, as in starting tomorrow, we are going to get a heat wave, so it's going to be properly summer, and we are glad over at the Cafe Metropole, where I've been working, to have fixed the ice machine and the air conditioner. So it's going to be a lovely place to be. And you'll still want to eat the fabulous soups. And maybe there'll be a gazpacho in our future next week. So shout out to Pam. And the soup was really good. The Jamaican pulled pork mango. Wow. And we have more for Lifelines, and our theme today, rather loosely, is not perseverance, because we did that one already, but there's something along the lines of it, just doing what you're doing without it having to add up to anything. Is there a word for that? There must be a word for that. Faith? No, then we get into all sorts of churchy stuff. Ooh, but I could play, faith is kind of what it's about. Just had a thought. Faith is when you go ahead and you do something even when there's nothing about it that makes sense. And I can't think of anybody better than George Michael to talk about that.
gotta have faith.
I double clicked. Oh, it's gonna be one of those days, isn't it? All right, I'm gonna just blow right past that one. Journey. I'm sorry, folks. Spaz at the wheel.
Highway run into the sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight, sending all my love along the wire. They say that the
You are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM, and thank you for listening to Lifelines.